Okay, so I definitely want to do one recording at least every day. The problem is, if you don't reboot your phone, you can't upload and so forth. So it's just a lot going on. Based on the recent comments from YouTube, and I probably need to figure out how to do comments on the website. I just haven't had time. But people can email if they want to make a comment or something like that. I'm not sure what to do yet. Because if you open up chat, you get a bunch of trolls and legalists. But based on the comments, people are starting to see through this. They've created a matrix to where they call it a secular society when it's nothing is secular. It's all spiritual. So they want to pull you into the matrix, or they want to pull you into deception, like boiling a frog a little bit each time. Whether it's the holidays, or whether it's the culture, or whether there's some lie, some Jezebel spirits, they want to pull you into a lie. A narcissistic, slowly boiling, they want you to yoke up with the unsaved. If you yoke up with the unsaved, you're going to be blinded. I'm telling you. The Bible tells you to be not unequally yoked with unbelievers for a reason, because it blinds you. You get blinded. And it could be family, it could be culture, it could be at work, whatever. You get blinded by the greed of the system, the insanity of the system, pretty much anything in the system that's unsaved people. We have enough blindness of our own heart to be yoked up with somebody who's totally blind, unsaved, hell-bound sinner, because it's a battle. One example, let me give you one example of how the devil plays a multi-level chess game. So my neighbors across the street always playing loud music, causing chaos, dog barking. They're just disturbing the peace continually. So I go out there and I turn the alarm on my car on and just let it beep. To try to mirror them. Now, the devil wants me to be like them, right? The devil working through them wants me to be like them and respond in anger and do what they're doing. Now, for a minute, I could show them their reflection, but I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with them. So this is how the narcissistic psychopath does. The devil wants you to get revenge or play tit for tat. The devil wants you to do tit for tat because the devil wants you to be like his agent. He wants you to be an agent of Satan. So if you copy the lost and you play on their game, you become like them. But if you take it to a spiritual level and you pray for your enemies, you love your enemies, you show them their sin, you show them the truth, and you keep boundaries, and you say, wait a minute, you're going to have to, this is a peaceful, God is a God of peace, and this nation should be a nation of peace. All nations should be peaceful. You don't have to go to them and play on their game. You can go to their authority. Now, when the authority starts getting chaotic, see, if you vote in authority that's not supporting peace, you're voting for devils. The Democratic Party, if they're supporting no peace, that means it's demonic. Jesus is a God of peace. Jesus is a man, the God-man of peace. What's the opposite of that? No peace. So who loves no peace? The devil. The devil is the God of this world system, which is no peace. This is a real battle, people. This is a real battle. So the devil wants to harass you and intimidate you and provoke you to be like his minions, to give tit for tat. That is a devil's lie. The Bible says in Romans 12, don't repay evil for evil, but evil with good. You can show them with a mirror image of what they are. Will they wake up? Probably not. But it might shut down the demon, because if you keep showing them, the demon that's controlling them, the demon's afraid of them getting saved, because he loses he loses a body to possess, right? All those demons jumped in those pigs because they wanted to possess. They didn't want to just be running around with no dwelling place. So they jumped in those pigs, and the pigs jumped off the cliff. My point is, if a demon starts to see somebody might get saved because you're giving out the truth, they're going to run. They're going to leave you alone. You take it to a spiritual battle, and the demons will flee.